Falche. I'm Cunioch, the Hebridean baker. Join me as I travel through the Scottish Islands, sharing stories, recipes, wee Gaelic lessons and songs, as well as some Hebridean history. In today's episode, I'm talking porridge oats, the story behind my name, teaching you some ways to show affection in Gaelic, and my two songs of the week. Before I forget, have you checked out my new website? Log on to HebrideanBaker.com and you'll see a wee bit more about me and lots of my recipes, as well as how to support us. Now, I have porridge oats every morning for my breakfast, sometimes hot, sometimes cold. But according to my favourite cookbook, The 1929 Scots Kitchen by F. Marion McNeill, she calls her recipe the one and only method. The ingredients are oats, salt, and water. She says, it is advisable to keep a goblet exclusively for porridge. Allow for each person one breakfast cup full of water, a handful of oatmeal, about 1 1/4 ounces, and a small spoonful of salt. Use fresh spring water and be particular about the quality of the oatmeal. Midlothian oats are reputed to be unsurpassed, but the wee Highland oats are very sweet. Bring the water to the boil, and as soon as it reaches boiling point, add the oatmeal, letting it fall in a steady rain from the left hand and stirring it briskly the while with the right, sunwise, or the right hand turn for luck and convenience. A porridge stick called a spurtle is used for this purpose. Be careful to avoid lumps unless the children clamour for them. When the porridge is boiling steadily, draw the mixture to the side and put on the lid. Let it cook for from 20 to 30 minutes according to the quality of the oatmeal. And do not add the salt, which has a tendency to harden the meal and prevent it swelling, until it has cooked for at least 10 minutes. On the other hand, never cook porridge without salt. Ladle straight into cold porridgers or soup plates and serve with individual bowls of cream or milk or buttermilk. Each spoonful of porridge, which should be very hot, is dipped in the cream or milk, which should be quite cold, before it is conveyed to the mouth. Now, many of you know me as the Hebridean baker, but my name is Cunioch, I guess quite a distinctive Scottish name. The meaning of Cunioch comes from the Gaelic word cuin, which, don't laugh, means handsome. My mother wasn't to know. But there were many well-known Cuniochs in history. There was Saint Cunioch, one of the 12 apostles of Ireland, who preached Christianity across Ireland and to the Picts in Scotland. Pictish kings ruled northern and eastern Scotland, and King Cunioch reigned from 616 AD to 631 AD. But my favourite Cunioch is Cunioch Oer, the Bram Seer, who was gifted with the sight, an ability to see visions that came unbidden day or night. His prophecies were so impressive that they are still quoted to this day. The second sight, more correctly called the two sights, is the ability to see both this world and another world at the same time. The second sight has never been regarded as witchcraft in Scotland. It is seen more as a curse. Cainneoch was born in Uig on the island of Lewis about the beginning of the 1600s. According to legend, it was through his mother that Cainneoch was given the sight. At a graveyard one night, when ghosts were known to roam the earth, his mother encountered the ghost of a Danish princess on her way back to her grave. In order to allow her to pass back into the grave, Cainneoch's mother demanded that the princess should pay a tribute and asked that her son should be given the second sight. The legend goes that later that day, Cainneoch found a small stone with a hole in the middle, through which he would look and see visions. Many of his visions came true, but at the height of his fame and powers, Cainneoch made his most notorious prediction, which would ultimately cost him his life. Isabella, wife of the Earl of Seaforth, and said to be one of the ugliest women in Scotland, asked for his advice. She wanted news of her husband, who was on a visit to Paris. Cainneoch reassured her that the Earl was in good health, but refused to elaborate further. This enraged Isabella, who demanded that he tell her everything or she would have him killed. Cainneoch told her that her husband was with another woman, much fairer than her, and he foretold the end of the Seaforth family line, with the last heir being deaf and dumb. This came true, as Francis Mackenzie, who was both deaf and dumb, inherited the title nearly 200 years later. He had four children, all of whom died prematurely, and the line came to an end. Now, Isabella was so incensed by this that she had Cainneoch seized and thrown headfirst into a barrel of boiling tar. Not a nice end to that Cainneoch's life. I did promise you some Gaelic phrases to say to your loved ones. So to say I love you is Ha gúil acum orscht. Ha gúil acum orscht. Ha is the verb to be. Gúil is love. Acum is to have something. And orscht is on you. I have love on you. Another way is mógúil orscht. Mógúil orscht. And I love this. My love on you. And you can really say it very impassioned. One of the most well-known proverbs in Scottish Gaelic is Hic críoch ar an tuil, ach mar I gúil is ceol. Hic críoch ar an tuil, ach mar I gúil is ceol. This means the world will end, but love and music will endure. On that beautiful note, we come to the end of our first Hebridean Baker podcast. I'll be joined by Peter and Shoris for the second, but I'd love to hear from you too. Click on the link in the show notes to record a comment or question in a voicemail, and you could be part of a future podcast. Cheery and Rasta.